Suffolk County joins New York City in leading a pack of jurisdictions around the country pushing to halt tobacco sales to those under 21. Nassau County, as well as New Jersey, Utah, and Colorado, are all considering the so-called Tobacco 21 movement. Vermont and Maryland recently rejected similar moves. The debate among lawmakers in Suffolk County largely pivoted around personal liberties versus public health. Those voting against the measure said people over 18 are adults and should be able to make adult decisions. Those approving the measure sided with Suffolk County Health Commissioner Dr. James Tamarkin, who said raising the age will reduce the number of future smokers. Tamarkin says most cigarettes smoked by pre-teenagers are given to them by those between the ages of 18 and 21.
The higher minimum age of 21 would put legal purchases outside the social circle of most high school students and thereby reduce the social supply available to adolescents.
Convenience store operators opposed the bill, saying cigarette sales make up nearly 20% of their gross profit margin and that 18 to 21-year-olds are their biggest buyers. They argued that tobacco is easily purchased on nearby Indian reservations outside of Suffolk County jurisdiction. A report from the legislature's Budget Review Office projected about $500,000 a year in lost sales tax revenue, but analysts also noted that long-term public health costs would be reduced by about $3 billion over 50 years. Suffolk County Executive Steve Blone is expected to sign the bill, which goes into effect in 2015. Fines to retailers would range from $300 for the first offense to as much as $1,500. Currently, there are no laws in Suffolk regarding the possession of tobacco. Charles Lane, WSHU News.